Good morning, guys. This is your girl, Pressing Forward. I'm a messenger of God and an encourager of His Word. And before I get started, I do not own copyrights to the instrumental or any music that is played on the podcast. And also, this is a transparency channel where I will be sharing some of my experiences with you as led by the Holy Ghost, because you never know who is going or growing through the same thing as you. Good morning, guys. I hope your week is prosperous. I pray that you're pressing, that you're fighting a good fight, a fight of faith, and that you're standing on the Word of God and everything He has promised to you. So, guys, my topic is, why worry? Why worry about what you cannot control? I was reading Psalms 27, guys, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And guys, look, your girl stopped at verse 1. I didn't go no further. It was one word that just, it caught me. Do you hear me? It caught me. Because so many times we just worry about things we can't control. We worry about how we look to people. We worry about bills. We worry about the food, how we're going to get food. We just worry about our future. We worry too much. And sometimes we try to take matters into our own hands, and it gets worse. And we forget about the great I am, who created the heavens and the earth, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. We're scared to fail. We're scared, so we try to make moves sometimes, and then we wonder why it does not work out. And there are times God allow us to go through those things so that when we get to that place, we can trust. Like, we have no choice but to trust wholeheartedly in Him. So I'm going to read verse 1 in Psalms 27 from the English Standard Version. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Stronghold. Do you hear that? When I think about stronghold, just think, look, I'm going to read the definition to you, but listen to the word. Stronghold. God has a stronghold on our lives. He's holding our life strongly. So stronghold means a place that has been fortified so as to protect it against attack. What does Isaiah 54:17 say? "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper." It doesn't say that the weapons will not happen. It said it will form, but it won't prosper. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't say you won't go through anything, but best believe God is going to get you through it, because He has a stronghold over your life. And all we have to do as a people is trust wholeheartedly in Him. Wholeheartedly in Him. Listen, I can think about the times where, let me tell you, I didn't know how I was going to get some detergent, some soap, some tissue. I was thinking these things. Thinking like, "Ooh, I need some tissue." This is how I was thinking. "Ooh, I need this and I need that and I need this." And I remember a mighty woman of God calling me. And she said, "Sister Sheena, I have some detergent. I have some tissue." And I was like, wow. God took the very thought from my mind and put it in somebody else's. Do you hear me? And when you read Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34, he tells you, just like he take care of the birds, you know, they don't go and try to find something to eat or anything. He provides that. He takes care of the lilies of the field. He said, will I not take care of you, you of little faith? He tells us not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own troubles. But to seek him and his kingdom of righteousness, and then all those things should be added unto us. Stronghold, right. So it's something he gave me today, even the more. He says, even though you may not understand what is going on in your life, trust that I have you in the palm of my hands, and no one can snatch you from it, and I won't let you fall, because he has a strong hold on your life. So be encouraged that God has you in the palm of his hand. Be encouraged that he will not fail, and he's not a man that he should lie. And his word never returns void, but he makes sure that his word accomplishes what he said he will do. And forget not his benefits and all the great things that he has done for you. If he's done it before, he will do it again. So Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have us in the palm of your hands, and you have a stronghold on our lives, God. Thank you, Lord, that we have no reason to worry, because your plans are to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us hope in the future. Your thoughts towards us, Lord, are good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. And you will supply all of our needs, Heavenly Father, according to your riches in glory. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that he nailed everything that we've ever done to the cross, and that because we receive him, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, and we made him our Redeemer and the light of our life, we have no reason to fear. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you have done and for the things that you continuously do. And Lord, I pray that at the sound of my voice, every heavy heart that is carrying burdens, that you will take upon those cares, because you care for them, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you have their best interest at heart, and there is nothing too hard for you. You are the creator, Heavenly Father, of the heavens and the earth. And you knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb. So, Lord, you know the beginning and you know the ending of our story. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the supplier, that you are a void filler. You are the healer and deliverer and the keeper of our souls. So I seal this prayer with the blood of you, Jesus. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Have a blessed day. Be encouraged. God has a strong hold on your life.